morning. My name is Anya Zakavich. I'm a worship associate here at the UU Church. And I'm going to be bringing the words for reflection to you this morning. A little preface to the reading that I've chosen. In 1990, my brother was killed in a one-car accident. He was 17 years old, my youngest brother. And for me, that was a great awakening. I started to look at how I was living my life, and I hadn't been doing artwork for a long time. And I decided to go on a journey to try to find my voice through my artwork. In the next year, I met a woman. Her name is Cameron Sesto. And she introduced me to the use of meditation to reach my creative inner voice. This is the workshop that I offer today. Not today, but now. And she really showed me how to find myself, and she was a great, she's my mentor. She still remains that to this day. We worked for many, many years together meditating and drawing. Well, she put together a book of her artwork and her reflections, and I've chosen her words to share with you this morning. It occurred to me that I had been holding on to the fruits of my labors long past their ripeness because of a self-imposed concept of perfection and emotional need to see the whole of the harvest. My analyzing interrupted the smooth passage from one phase to another. I passed judgment and edited out work with the slightest hint of a bruise or broken stem. If the garden is healthy and balanced, the reality is that at all points in time, there will be newly overturned earth in one corner, new plants just emerging in another, something budding over there, something ready for harvest over here. Some of the green is working on nourishing the bulb, some feeding the bloom and fruit. The cycle continues. Stay in the flow. It's the love and energy generated and exchanged with others while in the process that contains the meaning and the lasting value. The planting is now. The growing is now. The harvest is now. Please join me in a few moments of silent reflection.